This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
All through high school, I struggled to get laid. I'd gone out for football freshman year because my body looks like I should be an athlete. But the truth is I just work out, but I'm not coordinated like at all. I can't even catch a pass, in like any sport. So I get stuck with this klutzy reputation and no girl wants my rod. And from looking at other guys in the locker room, it's definitely on the larger side of average. I mean, I wasn't looking in a queer way. But a guy wants to know how he stacks up, right? Then senior year something clicked. Namely, Kitty Rose got super easy. She'd been no-go for years, but at 18 she decided to start taking all comers. Since she was giving it away, I shot my shot and boom, Gavin Rousseau's virginity was a distant memory. She let me do her everywhere, man, mouth, butt, and vag. And a few days later she let me do it all again. I guess that gave me a reputation as a super stud because bitches were spreading their legs for he left and right after that. I fucked cheerleaders, student council chicks, band geeks with hidden wild sides. I was nutting all over the school. Kitty even told me about a glory hole in Grace Park. I figured Kitty would be the girl, but I was someone different and it was the best goddamn blowjob I ever had. She swallowed and everything. And the weird part, I ran into Amira Reyes's dad outside. It made me wonder if his wife was there. Amira Reyes's mom goes to my gym. She's there almost every day. And she works out in next to nothing. She's like crazy old, like 40 or something, but she looks like a college girl. Mr. Reyes said she wasn't there that day at the glory hole, but come on. If you got that at home, why would you need to go after anything else? So Amira's mom I'd like out of my league. But I figure Amira looks just like her but younger. Like Amira looked the same as she did freshman year. Which is okay by me. Rumor is she got a tattoo on her 18th birthday. But it's somewhere you can't see at school. So Amira is my goal. But she doesn't like me for some fucking reason. Maybe because she thinks I cheated on Kitty, but me and Kitty were never even a couple, and if I've been cheating then Kitty's been cheating like double time. But girls don't make no goddamn sense anyway. So Amira and Kitty are in the library during study hall and I go up to them. Hey girls, sup? Kitty smiles at me. Hi Gavin. Amira rolls her eyes at me. Stuck up ho. I want to fuck her and call out her mother's name when I nut. I mean, I got to learn her mother's name first. I guess I could just shout out your mom, but that might be dumb. I dunno. The fuck do you want, dumbass? I don't think that's called for. I am passing all my classes. Maybe I'm not headed off to some Ivy League school where all the students jacked off for the first time reading her dad's books. But I'm not dumb. I was lured by you two beautiful sirens. I smiled. That's classical Greek shit right there. Who's a dumbass? Does that mean we get to drown you now? Fuck, guess I didn't think that one through. So Gavin, Kitty started. Did you ever go to that glory hole I told you about? Amira stared at Kitty and didn't say anything. Oh shit, is Amira a les? I mean, I'm all about gay rights, but damn, I wanted to bust on her face. Yeah, got like the perfect blowjob. I mean, next to yours, Kitty. Perfect, eh? Yeah, bitch swallowed every last drop. Kitty, you are such an asshole. I don't know why me getting a blowjob made Kitty an asshole, but Amira's crazy. But Gavin, glory hole girl liked your cock, right? Ho couldn't get enough of it. I guess that did the trick because Amira smiled at me. Her eyes still looked kind of mad and kind of crazy, but maybe she just has resting bitch face or something. Still looks fine as hell, so I'm cool with it. Must be a pretty great cock then. Amira said, you win, I want it. You do. Holy shit, man. I really am a fucking pimp this year. I mean, if it's good enough for Kitty. I mean, anyone's cock was good enough for Kitty. But I didn't say that because I was not looking to fuck this up. Contrary to recent accusations, I am not a dumbass. So I'll make you a deal, Gavin. Come over to my house after school, and you will get a threesome. Fuck yes, fuck yes, fuck yes, fuck eyes. I jacked it in the men's room right after that conversation. I was so horny. Also, I figured if I got my nut ahead of time, I'd probably last longer. Otherwise, I think I'd shoot off the second Amira touched me. I knocked on Amira's door. I was nervous and probably more horned up than I had ever been in my life. No answer. I waited there knocking every 2 minutes for about 10 minutes. That bitch. She was standing me up. That was her plan from the get-go. Get me super horny then leave me with blue balls. I was raised never to hit a lady but damn if I didn't want to smack her good. Just to teach her a lesson. But can't do that. Can't hit girls. It's not right. I was ready to leave when a car pulled up. I guess she didn't stand me up. I was overreacting. I felt really bad about that smack fantasy. That guilt only lasted a minute because holy shit, oh my god. Amira's mom gets out of the car, straight from the gym, wearing her barely there workout outfit and glistening with sweat. A fucking goddess. She smiled at me. I put my hand in pocket to adjust my boner so it wouldn't be so obvious. I know you. You go to my gym, right? Yes, ma'am. And don't you go to school with Amira? Yes, ma'am. Oh god, do I really look like a ma'am? No, mom. No, miss. So what's your name? Gavin Rousseau. M. Mrs. Reyes. Well, Gavin, I guess you're here to see Amira or Kitty. Yes, Mrs. Reyes. She put her key in the lock and opened the door. We'll come on in then. I followed her into the house. This place was like a fucking mansion. 4 bedrooms maybe. Maybe I should write pretentious books with dirty sex scenes. Make yourself comfortable, Gavin, and be sure to leave your shoes by the door. I did as I was told and had a seat in the living room. Would you like anything to drink? What do you have? Well, we have water, lemonade, and Hefeweizen. What's Hefeweizen? It's a Bavarian wheat beer, Gavin. On a hot day like today, it really hits the spot. I'm under 21. You look old enough to me. Her eyes flicked down for a moment and she smiled at me before she headed to the kitchen. Aw, fuck, my hard-on was pointed right at her. Not hidden at all. God damn it. Why did I wear my gym shorts? I pushed my boner down. It was still plenty visible, but at least it wasn't sticking up anymore. Mrs. Reyes walked back into the room with 2 beers and no clothes on. I stood up. I was pointing again. Here you go, thirsty boy. She handed me the beer. I took it but didn't drink it. Just stared. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't wear shoes in the house. Or anything else. She laughed. This was what angels sound like. I gulped some of the beer. Damn, that did hit the spot. Mrs. Reyes chugged the bottle. Then she pushed only into her mouth. She must have hit the back of her throat but she didn't gag at all. She pulled the bottle out. Well, I'm going to head upstairs to take a shower. She turned around to leave. Her ass was the perfect ass that every other woman's was just an imitation of. Unless, she looked at me over her shoulder. You would like to lick the gym sweat off of me instead. My brain shouted yes, 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 but instead I stuttered I. Gavin, it's sweet that you're such a polite young man. She reached down my shorts and grabbed my rod. Thank God I jacked off at school or I would have jizzed all over her hand right then. But if you want something, take it. She grabbed my beer with her other hand. She took a swig then kissed me on the lips, letting the beer wash into my mouth. I swear the beer tasted even better mixed with her spit. When I had swallowed it all, Gavin, I told you we don't wear clothes in this house. A polite young man should respect the rules of the house. I dropped my shorts and boxers to the floor and pulled my t-shirt off. Her hand never left my rod. She said what she wanted and I sure as hell wanted it too, so I got to licking. I ran my tongue over her neck and down to her perfect firm tits. She didn't know whether to do her ass or pussy first. As I tasted the salt of her sweat in my mouth, I decided on the pussy. Boys your age don't usually do that. Truthfully, I'd never eaten pussy in my life, but this woman deserved it. She was so much more than a MILF. She was a goddess. She was sex itself. I had to pay tribute. I started fucking her with my tongue. Oh, she grabbed my hair hard. She repositioned my head until I was licking the top of her pussy. I thought back on sex ed and remembered, oh right, duh, Gavin, women like clitoris stuff. It never came up with high school girls. I bet you're good in school. You learn very quick. If I corrected her that it's actually quickly, would that be impressive or condescending in this context? Fuck it, didn't matter. My mouth was full anyway. She moaned louder and louder. I wasn't sure what to do, so I just kept spelling out thank you, Mrs. Reyes, with my tongue. Then she pulled me up and kissed me again. She pushed me back into the chair and got down on her knees. She started sucking my dick. It reminded me a lot of that perfect glory hole blowjob. But it hadn't been her. This was slower, more confident. Glory hole girl had been feeling it out. Amira's mom knew exactly what she was doing. I held on as long as I could, but it was still pretty quick. As soon as my rod twitched, Mrs. Reyes pulled back and started stroking it. My cum shot all over her face and dripped down onto her perfect tits. She climbed into my lap. facing me. My rod was still at full attention and rubbed up against her lower stomach. God, her body was firm. She slapped me across the face. I was stunned. "You dirty boy. You made a mess. Now clean it up." "Oh, okay. Where do you keep your towels?" She slapped me again. "Not like that. Like this." She licked my cheek where she had slapped me. Every skin cell on my face felt alive with the touch of her tongue. "You want me to lick up my own?" A polite young man does what his elders ask of him. The idea grossed me out, but I would swallow acid for this woman. I licked my cum off her tits and face. It wasn't as salty as I thought it would be. I didn't hate it. Mrs. Reyes grabbed my still hard rod. "Ready to go already. This is what I love about teenagers." "Mrs. Reyes, what's your first name?" "Just call me Amira's mom." "Now pin me to the fucking ground." I did as I was told. With Amira's mom on the ground, I climbed on top. She wrapped her legs around me and pulled me into her before I knew what was happening. "Oh God, I love you, Amira's mom." She chuckled. I would feel embarrassed about that later, but I was too busy fucking to feel anything but amazing right now. "This isn't love, Gavin, but it could be your dream come true. How do you feel about threesomes?" Amira said if I came over, I'd get a threesome. She never said with Kitty, but would she have sex with her own mom? I mean, I guess if they both focused on me, they wouldn't be having sex with each other. No, technically no incest. "Oh God, yes, Amira's mom. And anal sex. How about that? I though about her ass. The perfect ass. I'd love it. Fantastic." That's when I saw him. Mr. Reyes has been watching. I don't know when he had come in the room, but he was bare-ass naked and his wang was gigantic. It was thick as a fucking Coke can and probably 2 full inches longer than mine. I started to feel insecure. If she had that at home, what was she doing with me? I mean, I'm in better shape, so maybe it's a looks thing. Or maybe she just really dug DP. Can't do DP without a second dude. Or a toy, I guess. I tried lifting her up to give him clearer access to her ass, but she pulled me back down. Fuck, her legs were strong. Mr. Reyes came around behind me. I heard him lube up. I knew from ass fucking Kitty that lube was important. I guess I could lift her so he could go around me to get to her ass. But he'd definitely bump into me. Plus he was old. Was he that flexible? I didn't clock what was really going on until I felt his cock enter my asshole. What the fuck was happening? I was shocked. The biggest shock of all. I liked it. Every time I thought he was all the way and he kept pushing deeper. I had already been hard, but I felt myself get harder. Finally his hips hit mine. It felt like he was all the way into my stomach. He pulled back and thrust it. When he thrust, it made me thrust. I moaned. Then Amira's mom moaned.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
It was like he was fucking her with me as the condom and strap on. Fuck is coming to me, baby. Amira's mom screamed. Amira's dad picked up speed. He was railing my ass. It felt like he was going to split me in two. I wanted him to split me in half. Amira's mom grabbed my hair. You like getting fucked by daddy? You like fucking mommy? Yes, daddy. Yes, mommy. So what do you want daddy to do? Fuck me harder, daddy? Good, now choke me and slap my face. Whoa, no, you don't hit girls. Women, no, choke and slap mommy, right now Gavin. I put my hand on her throat and squeezed. I slapped her with my palm and then again backhanded. She turned red. Amira's dad. Daddy. Pulled my hair and I screamed. I had never been this alive. I'd been fucking girls since senior year began. But this was what was missing. Cock in my ass. I guess that made me queer. I still totally was gonna fuck girls. But I also wanted men to own my asshole. I realized that this was the happiest moment of my life. I knew who I was now. I came in Amira's mom. In mommy's pussy. It was a perfect moment. Then daddy made it better by unloading in my ass. I felt slightly empty when he pulled his dick out. I rolled over and paid on the floor next to mommy. Amira walked over to me. I hadn't even known she was in the room. How long was she watching? She was wearing high heels she hadn't been wearing at school. She stepped on my neck. It hurt, but I loved it. I've never even considered eating lunch with you before. I didn't know it was you when I swallowed your cum. Whoa, but despite the stupid boy attached, I like your dick. If you keep learning from them and they tell me you are getting better, then you can have me. Oh my god, after today. She stepped off my neck and kicked the shoe away. You are worthy to lick the bottom of my foot. So get to it, you scum. I could see up her skirt. The tattoo? It was above her pussy. It was a crown. Yes, my queen. I dragged my tongue from the heel to toe of her slightly dirty foot. I had wanted to fuck Amira Reyes because she was the closest I could get to her mom. Now I was fucking her mom to earn the privilege of fucking her. I grinned. I was completely in love with Amira Reyes.
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.